want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And welcome to a marvelous Monday right here in beautiful Brevard County. And we are very thankful. I was just talking with Paul here, and he said, I'm still alive. And it's like, yes, so am I. And so we're thankful that you are here today on WMIE with us. This is Bob Arthurs, Pastor of Merritt Assembly of God. You're listening to the Refresh Radio program. And today we are going to finish up on our last program on Thou Shalt Not Covet. It's one of the things that God gives us, this instruction, that prevents us from doing things that we shouldn't do, having attitudes towards people we shouldn't have. It is one of the ways that God delivers us from evil. That's where we have been now for a number of weeks. And I am so thankful that God is not a God who says, you know what, just go out and do the best that you can. If you make a mess out of it, then, you know, I'll just write you off. You know, God actually wants to set us up to succeed. If we would look at the commands of God, the instructions of God, and say, you know what, I believe that God, if I do things the way that he tells me to, it's going to set me up to succeed instead of having to be repaired. You know, someone said, wouldn't it be great if instead of keeping the Word of God out of schools and then only allowing the Word of God into the prisons once people have made a mess out of their lives because we've kept them from hearing the life-changing truth of God's Word, wouldn't it be better if we actually invested the Word of God into young people's lives at a very early age? In fact, I will tell you this. I have had missionaries who came and said that they have greater access in countries that would blow your mind, that there were countries that they could go in and present the gospel in the schools easier than they could here in America. And society. Listen, there was a missionary that came in one time. It was dealt with Teen Challenge, and there were countries that are 100% opposed to the gospel of Jesus Christ. They don't like Christians. They don't want to permit Christianity, but they had such a horrendous drug problem that they approached Teen Challenge and they said, come to our country, help us with our drug addicted people. And they said, you do realize that the success of this program is because of the reality that it is coupled with the life-transforming power of Jesus Christ. And those government officials said, we don't care. Our drug problem is more of an issue for us than Christianity is. We will turn a blind eye to the fact that you're Christians because we need your help to deal with our social problems. And so we need to realize that God really is here to help us to succeed. It's not because he's just wanting to keep you from having fun or anything like that. Listen, nobody celebrates like the Father. I believe that heaven is not going to be a stoic place. I believe it's going to be a dynamic place. All heaven rejoices whenever one person gives their heart to Jesus. I think there's going to be a lot of celebrating going on. A lot of people think that there's just going to be, you know, just these amazing parties that are going on in hell. No, that's not what the Bible describes. It describes it as a miserable place where people realize everything that they could have had and they don't have. They're going to be separated from Jesus forever. Don't miss heaven for the world. So, want to start off today by saying thank you to Wyrick Air, Heat, and Electric, 321-632-9538, 321-632-9538. It is February already, February the 3rd, and time just keeps marching rapidly. If you do not prepare now, you are going to find that you're going to have air conditioning situations in the days to come that are going to need immediate attention. Don't wait until it's too late. If you've got issues with your electricity or your air conditioner or your heater, give them a call, and you may find that they are able to get to you sooner than what you expect. I don't know about you, but I have found this in the construction industry, that there's a lot of times when you call companies and they don't get back to you. That's not going to happen with the folks at Wyrick Air, Heat, and Electric. 321-632-9538. If you don't want to get lost in the cracks, give them a call and have them come out and take care of your problems. You will be glad that you did. They know how to solve issues that you might think you know how to solve, but say, no, you know what? I think I got a problem here. So if that's something that could benefit you, 321-632-9538, call them and have them come out and get you up in working order so that you can sleep at the right temperature and you don't have to worry about whether or not your electrical system has been repaired incorrectly. I want to take you to Hebrews chapter 13. This is going to be our last lesson in this series that we are doing. And it says this, let brotherly love, Hebrews chapter 13, verse number 1, let brotherly love continue. Do not forget to entertain strangers, for by so doing, some have unwittingly entertained angels. Remember the prisoners as if chained with them, those who are mistreated, since you yourselves also are in the body also. Since you yourselves are in the body also. Verse number 4. Marriage is honorable among all, and the bed undefiled, but fornicators and adulterers God will judge. Verse number 5. Let your conduct be without covetousness. Be content with such things as you have, for he himself has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you, so we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me? So we see here in verse number 5 that covetousness, if it has found a hiding spot in your life, it is going to manifest in the conduct that we have. That's just the way that it is. You know, people can try and conceal things. They can try and hide things. But eventually conduct is going to demonstrate what is actually going on inside of a person's heart. What is taking place in a heart is going to manifest in the words that they speak. It will be the way that they respond negatively whenever something that is precious to them is taken away. For many people, if churches were outlawed in America, it would have no impact on their lives because they don't really get to go, or they don't really choose to go to the house of God. If something is important, You make time for it. You adjust your behavior for it. And you and I, we realize that every person has some issues that God is working on. And so I preached a sermon several months ago, and it was titled this, A Heart of Gold and a Heart of Lead. Because there are many people who have things that are going on in their life, and they the grace of God has manifested in that area of their life, and man, that area is just transformed for the glory of God. There are other areas, and everybody has them. Some are more magnified than others, but that they are not parts of those person's conduct or behavior or personality that people really cherish. And when those areas of our life begin to manifest, people start running away. And you know, parts are very valuable, and parts don't have all that much value. So there is a technique that can be used. It requires, you know, a great deal of energy, but due to the atomic construction of lead, it can actually be transformed into the element of gold, but it's very, very expensive. It is much more expensive than the natural process. And so the reason that people don't do it is because it just costs more than what the benefit is. But it's not that way for God. God specializes in coming into people's lives and saying, you know what, there's a part of your nature here that if you will allow me by my grace to transform you, this aspect of your life that is toxic to people, you know, I don't know if you've ever heard of lead poisoning or not, but if you will allow me, I, by the grace of God, will come in and I'm going to make that area of your life something that is extremely valuable. It'll be priceless. It'll be beautiful. And so he says, let your conduct be without covetousness. And we've talked about over last week's program about 2 Corinthians chapter 9, how that lifestyle of generosity instead of coveting can actually set us up to be benefited by the people that we invested in financially or spiritually, whatever it might be. Let your conduct be without covetousness. Live your life free from the love of money. Money is a tool. It is not that you don't need money. Everybody needs money. Soon you got to pay your taxes. You have to buy groceries. You have to put gas in your car. You got to have insurance on your car. You need a place to live. You've got to have the ability to pay for the electricity. There are some things there that are very important. And so you and I, we cannot allow the love of money to become a driving force in our life. We've got to keep ourselves free from coveting other people's stuff. I've got a person right now, and they seem fascinated with our dumpster. They think that our dumpster is their dumpster. And so they just continue to fill up our dumpster on a regular basis. And I'm getting ready to spend some early morning hours out there and see if I can't help to educate them that there's a reason why we have a dumpster, and it is for our garbage at the church. But I don't know what's going on in their life or their business. I'm pretty sure it's a construction person because of the type of things that they've been dumping in there. But there's something in their life that they're wanting to avail themselves of something that doesn't belong to them, and I don't know why. So it's not that we're wanting to deprive them of something that they're entitled to. There's a reason we have a dumpster. We have garbage to throw away. And so let your conduct be without covetousness. So, and you don't have to be rich to be coveting. There are a lot of people who are on the lower end of the socioeconomic scale, and they spend their entire life coveting what other people have. There is a political system that is very popular in places around the globe, and what they want to do is they want to take what other people have so that they can have control over it. Okay? And when you peel all of the layers back, it still comes back to coveting. It comes back to greed. It comes back to control and power and being able to manipulate people. As believers, our lives are supposed to be conducted without covetousness. We have to live free from the love of money. He goes on and he writes here in Hebrews, "Be content with such things as you have." Paul said that he knew how he had learned the secret of being content, whether it was having a lot or whether it was having a little. For him, his contentment was not in his possessions. It was not in the amount of money that he had. His contentment was in his relationship with Jesus. And so, you know, there are people who are always looking out for the latest and the greatest. And, you know, Wall Street's marketing says, you know, unless you have this, unless you possess this vehicle of this brand, of this model, and it's got to be this year, it can't even be last year, your level of joy in life is going to be subpar unless you have this vehicle. You need to understand that that ad is not about getting that vehicle to you to increase the quality of your life. It is about getting you to turn loose of the capital that you have in your life, or to become an indentured servant. The borrower is servant to the lender, that you're going to be driving a car, and it's all about the money. It really is. Those entertainers that you think are out there for your benefit, it is about the money. And the reason that you know that is because so little of it, once they get it, is released into making lives, the other people's lives better. Be content with what you have. And you say, well, I don't know what I've got. Well, I want to ask you, do you have Jesus living in your life? Be content with the presence of Jesus. A lot of people want so many other things in their life, and they elevate those things to such a high level that they're willing to sacrifice their relationship with Jesus to get those things. When I was 15, I'd already had a paper route. Now I had the opportunity to have a job at 15. And that job involved washing dishes at a truck stop Saturday morning and Sunday morning. And because of the era, there weren't Saturday night services back then. There weren't necessarily a lot of churches that had multiple services back then. It meant if you weren't in church on Sunday morning, you weren't going to be in church. And I worked that job for 2 or 3 weeks, and all of a sudden I realized that I think that that job paid like $1.60 something, $1.30 something. And so if I worked 6 hours, because I was underage, there was a limited number of hours that I could work. If I worked 10 hours a week, say, I had maybe $12. And I realized at that point in time that my relationship with Jesus was more important than the $12. And so I wanted to be content with having Jesus more than I wanted to be content washing a bunch of gravy-encrusted containers from a greasy spoon truck stop diner. Not that I was opposed to that. I washed dishes as an adult, even while I've been pastoring at Merit Assembly of God. There was a time where there was a restaurant, they needed somebody to wash dishes, and I was pastoring, and I needed some extra income. And so I would go over and wash dishes. I'm not opposed to washing dishes or cleaning floors or cleaning toilets or anything like that. But I will tell you this, I am so content with my relationship with Jesus that I don't have to look at other people and say, I've got to do whatever I can do to get what that person has. The things that I have are tools. It goes on and it says this, be content with such things as you have, for he himself has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Never is a very long time. Never is not just the few decades that we live on this planet. Never is all of eternity. He says, I am so looking forward to spending eternity with you. The nicest house that has ever been built, the nicest building ever constructed on planet Earth, will pale in comparison to the beauties that God has prepared for us in heaven. Don't get deceived by the flashing lights and the glittering things of this world, because from an eternal perspective, it has very little value. Do you realize that there are thieves that will risk their entire future trying to steal jewelry? Okay? They'll try and steal their car. They'll try and steal their tools. They'll try and steal, you know, people even try and steal other people's houses and things like that. There's just such a desire for them to have what belongs to other people. So I want to fixate on the diamonds for just a moment, because I read a news story and watched a video where astronomers had analyzed this one particular planet way, way, way out, you know, light years away, and they had concluded that when it rained on that planet, that it was actually raining diamonds. It wasn't raining raindrops. It was raining diamonds. The first thing that I thought is somebody's going to need to invent a better umbrella, because a diamond falling from the sky is just going to shred the little flimsy umbrellas that we have here. The second thing that I realized was this. It is extremely common on that particular planet what people here deem extremely valuable. And I'll let you in on a little secret. There's a lot more diamonds available than what people think. They're a lot more common than what people think that they are. Be content with this. Be content with the presence of Jesus. If you woke up this morning and Jesus was living in your heart and he had given you a purpose for the day and he had given you provision for the day and he had given you the process for the day, he's going to give you the results of the day and he's going to do it all with you. One of the things that happens to me, I've got a very small staff. I've got a part-time office manager, a part-time worship leader, and so I spend a lot of my time by myself. It's just me and Jesus and a radio microphone and Paul getting me started and you know, telling me when to end. Most of what I do, I've got Jesus with me and not a whole lot else. And you know what? If that's your case, be content with Jesus and say, Jesus, how can we get more people to experience this same blessing that I have, that you are with me every step of the way and you will never leave me and you will never forsake me. Okay? The real reason that people covet is because they are filled with fear. And I'm going to point that out to you here in verse number 6. So we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me? When you realize that God is your helper, he's sent the Holy Spirit as one called alongside to help. He said, I'm never going to leave you as orphans. I'm never going to leave you alone. I'm not going to leave you without provision. I am going to be there with you every step of the way. And we realize that he is our helper and that he never fails. You know, I think back to that Sandy Patty song, Jesus Never Fails. Then our response can be this: I will not fear. I'm not going to be afraid of economic downturn. I'm not going to be afraid of whatever comes my way because I've got Jesus living inside of me. And when you realize that God is for you and God is with you, then you ask this question: what can man do to me? I've got everything I need that pertains to life and godliness. Listen, if God did not withhold Jesus from you, he will not withhold any good thing from you. He has seated us with Christ in heavenly places. He has given us everything that pertains to life and godliness. He's not just looking to get us saved. He's looking to empower us with the grace of God to make a difference. You and I, we don't have to be bound by the sin of covetousness. We can live with contentment. We can live with the grace of God, and we can be a blessing to all of those that we come in contact with. I hope that this series has been beneficial to you. We're going to move on to another topic on tomorrow's program, and we look forward to spending that half hour with you then. God bless you. You have a great day. We'll see you here on the Refresh Radio program.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
When I know the man that I say I am is not the man that I am. when no one's around. And this is how it